Empowerment Zone. Each week, psychic healer Bonnie Jean and Belle Salisbury interview guests who share with you cutting-edge manifesting techniques that empower you for success. The Empowerment Zone will guide you to being more conscious mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually so that you can ascend from fear to hope. The Empowerment Zone offers a combination of practical and metaphysical information that will keep you growing, learning, and mastering your destiny. We encourage you to get in line to ask your question or to receive a free psychic reading based on the topic. Please call 949-272-9578 now or post your questions in chat. Now let's join the Empowerment Zone.
Welcome to Triangle Variety Radio Show, The Empowerment Zone. I want to thank you for taking your valuable time to tune in and listen to us today as we guide you and empower you to be the master of your destiny. My name is Bonnie Jean, and I am a master psychic healer and teacher. I am a natural-born psychic who is professionally trained to read and move energy. My training started at the age of 6 through my mother, and I became professionally certified as a teacher through Golden Rose Psychic Services. I have been experimenting with how the universe works consciously since the age of 13, and I enjoy helping clients to connect with their spirit guides and angels to find happiness and peace. And I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Belle Salisbury. How you doing, Belle?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I am just great. For those who don't know, Belle is a psychic medium and spiritual counselor. In addition to offering guidance to her clients, she's assisted in many murder and missing person cases, giving valued information to bring about resolve to unanswered questions by seeing through the eyes of the victim, often giving details of the event, descriptions of the perpetrators, and vehicles and location of the crimes. Belle is also the owner and creator of an online magazine called Belle Spree, which we're going to be talking about tonight because it is hot off the press, and it brings knowledge and inspiration to those who seek knowledge around spirituality and paranormal. And the magazine can be found at www.bellesprit.com, bellesprit.com. Belle also hosts a radio show called Live with Belle Salisbury on Fridays from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, in which she brings education for the mind, body, and spirit. Well, Belle, we have an incredible, loving show tonight.
Yes.
How are you on this spring day of April Fools? Did your grandson get you with any April Fools jokes?
No, not today. Not today. I'm too smart for him.
Okay. Okay.
No, it's been a productive day. Yeah, it's been a productive day. You know, we launched our April issue of Belle Spree magazine, and it is a free online magazine. So enjoy. I mean, these are a collection of 56 various columnists who write articles for the magazine, and there's just so much knowledge that's packed into one little book.
Yes, and the fact I've gone through, and I'll read it when I have some downtime, and I really like the articles. They don't, you know, you do a good job with talking to the reader and making things very simple. And I noticed on there that two of our future guest stars are coming. One of them is it Diane Barnum?
Melanie Barnum.
Melanie Barnum.
Yes.
Okay.
Melanie teaches people.
She's featured on your post today.
Right. We are helping her to promote her newest released book called Psychic Abilities for Beginners. And we're actually, Melanie and I are working together on the 26th of April, and we're going to be teaching an introductory class to psychic abilities and intuition that will introduce her psychic development course that's coming up in May. And so it's an awesome book. I had the opportunity to read it, and she really makes it quite understandable for the layperson. You know, it's very, you know, simplistically presented, you know, so that even I can understand it.
Yes, and that's important. And, you know, I can't wait to interview her, and I look forward to reading the article. I haven't gotten a chance to read it yet, but I know it's going to be very good.
It's basically, you know, the book is geared toward people who are just awakening to their abilities, and it helps to explain a lot of the newness around what they're able to see and hear and do. And so it's a book I highly recommend.
Awesome. Hey, Belle, we do have some people who want to get in for a reading. So would you like to start the show off by going ahead and let's talk to the first caller?
Sure.
All right.
Bring it on.
Hi.
Hello, this is Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Tammy. I was just wanting your reading.
Okay. Well, Tammy, let me introduce Belle. And what would you like a reading on?
Well, I'd just like to know where my friend Murray's heart is towards me and for the request that I had made for him.
Okay, I couldn't hear the question fully. It got broken up on me.
I just wanted to know where my friend Murray's heart is towards me and the request that I made to him.
Okay. Murray and Tammy. Here's the feeling I get, Tammy. You and Murray aren't really dating per se. Is that true?
No, we're not.
Because it feels like that, and you must have expressed to him how you feel or introduced that topic, because it feels like it's sort of like he's taken by surprise, pleasantly, mind you, that he's taken by surprise. Do you understand that?
Okay. Kind of.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm reading your energy, I almost feel like your heart is breaking, like you're not seeing enough from him, and it's making you doubt that he really wants to be with you. Is that correct?
Well,
I think she's scared of the answer.
No, it's not. I think we've already, I mean, he and I know where we stand. It's just
exactly.
It was more of a business financial request that I made to talk to him about. Not my heart.
Okay, so you want to know what he thinks about this business decision. They're telling me to let go of any of that fear you have in the heart. The feeling I'm getting from him is he's going to stand by you with this. Now, the numbers he thinks are a little high. There's something about the numbers being, they kind of, you know, might be a little high in consideration for him. But at the same time, everything about him is saying, you know, trust, have faith, don't doubt me. And I guess that's what I was picking up in your heart, like there was this fear. But he's giving me all of these signs like, yeah, it might be a little hard, it might be a little high, some high number in some way, because he goes a bit unconscious. I see him actually go unconscious when you bring up the money and the contract, so he's not quite grounded with it yet. Does that make sense? So he's still a little bit unstable.
Yeah.
In what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a time when he'll make a decision?
When he'll what?
When he'll make his decision.
I think that's coming up shortly. I don't think he's going to sit on it for very long. I think the answer is going to come up very shortly, you know, because I think that he knows a timeline. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know if you gave him a timeline, let me know by this date, or if it's just, you know, something that he set apart himself. But you're going to know something rather quickly. It's not going to be something that's going to drag out for months, okay? He's going to give you a response. Spirit's also telling me be open to a counter offer, which is all about business negotiations. You know what I mean? And but I do feel like this could be a very good working relationship. And I think he realizes that too.
Okay. I did give him a timeline, and my timeline's running out. So.
You're right. Right, because he knows he's got that decision to make, but he'll do it very shortly.
Okay.
And they're also showing me that this is a very busy man, and he tends to be, I don't know, rather forgetful.
Right.
Do you understand? So you might want to just remind him gently.
I do that. I've done that for the last 30 days because I'm so busy.
And then sit back and trust now. Now it's about sitting back and trust.
I'm trying.
I know. Isn't that the hardest thing?
The stress is incredible.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I just feel like that there needs to be some negotiations around what your offer is, you know, what you're asking. And so be open for that and be, you know, willing to give and take.
Okay. Were you going to say something?
Yes, for you, the goals that you want to achieve, you're either going to achieve them through this means or another means. It's the last, I guess, message they want me to give you is it's not going to be as hard as it may seem. Like you may have 10 things lined up that you feel you need to do. It's actually going to go rather smoothly.
Okay. I feel it, but, you know, I'm just human.
Yeah, you're just letting fear creep in. You're letting fear creep in.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. Okay.
Keep holding on to that trust, Tammy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and blessings.
Thank you.
Now, Belle, how many readings would you say you've done as a medium?
Oh, Lord. considering that I've been doing this for about, 47 years. No, not quite that long. About 42 years that I've been doing readings professionally. And it's thousands, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, one of the things is what we'll talk about tonight is what is it that the dead often want us to know about love? And what if you've had to say in the thousands of readings, you know, there's some special cases, you know, where someone has a very particular message that may sound loving, but do you find that you get messages that are consistent about love from those who have crossed over?
I do. You know, I'm working on a book called We Never Left You, and this is a book that's channeled through spirit about what happens to us when we transition. And and then, of course, they also talk about ways in which they're trying to let us know that they're still here. Shameless plug, sorry. But it just seems to be a consistent message of, you know, letting love be the guide. You know, and a lot of times I'll hear, lighten up. You know, don't waste your life. You know, live for the moment. You know, those types of messages always seem to be a consistent topic when spirit comes in.
Right.
although, as I, you know, we talked briefly before about a family, young girls, I shouldn't say young girls, they were young adults, that came to me for a reading to hear from their mother. And not knowing these girls, the mother comes through and immediately she's pointing her finger at these girls and she is giving them what for. She is just, every each one of them, there was three of them, and she was just going off on them. And I'm thinking in my mind, these girls are going to slap me because this woman was being relentless. And but the girls, you know, their shoulders dropped, they kind of held their head down, held their head down, and they looked at me and they said, "Wow, we had that coming." And what was happening was that the girls were bickering over the mother's inheritance, and they were, you know, concerned over who's getting the most and why, you know, what about this, and they were being nitpicky, and the mother was basically telling them, "You're all you have. Each other, that's all you have. You know, love each other."
Right.
And
so, we're going to take a break real quick, Val, and then we're going to come back to that, okay? Mm-hmm. All righty.
Psychic healer Bonnie Jean. Psychic healer Bonnie Jean is a master psychic who teaches psychic development and gives in-depth, life-changing readings that are accurate and astounding. She is a medium, clairvoyant, clairaudient, channels, reads, and moves energy. Bonnie Jean remembers the day before she was born and is an author, a survivor of a near-death experience, and she has gone through a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. A session with Bonnie is empowering, and she gives you the tools to empower you during the session. Bonnie specializes in meditation for mental health disorders, including depression, anxiety, bipolar, and PTSD, in which she helps people to heal. Contact Bonnie at psychichealerbonniejean.com and book your psychic healing session today.
Great. Welcome back. Belle, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry
about
that.
No, that's okay.
But
that
is
very
so
much
important.
Okay. It is.
Yeah. You know, the messages, especially if someone's fighting, that's the last thing a spirit wants to see when they're making the transition.
Exactly. It's they're wanting us to love each other, you know, and helping us to realize that, you know, what they left behind are just things,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that they needed to
yeah.
treasure their relationships, their sisterhood, their family.
Right. Yeah. All right, Belle, we're going to go ahead. We've got another caller, so we're going to go ahead and take the next caller.
Sure.
All righty.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, how are y'all?
We're good.
We are great. How are you?
I'm good.
You sound frightened. What's up?
I do. No, I'm not frightened. I just realized that it was me online. So.
it's that deer in the headlights.
What
headlight
is your
syndrome.
Name?
My name is Brittany Kears.
Okay. Well, Brittany, how are you doing, Brittany? I know, Brittany. How are you?
I'm really good. I feel really good today. Had a wonderful day.
Good. Yay. Well, Brittany, let me introduce you to Belle, and Belle is a fantastic reader. Brittany, how can we help you today? What would you like to look into?
Love, I'm ready to settle down, and I wonder if you all see me entering into a serious relationship this year.
Okay. Belle, I'm going to let you start with Brittany.
Okay.
I know, Britt. I can tell what's going to happen here, but I'll let you go ahead because I would love to hear what you have to say about this beautiful girl.
Well, you know, the first thing that Spirit stated to you, Brittany, was that you've had a lot of practice. So you must have had some opportunities with other gentlemen to try to, you know, reach your goal of being settled down. And they also mention, they go picky, 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 because you're a no-nonsense person when it comes to the man you wish to spend your life with, correct? Or the person.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and it's almost like you've got this little checklist. If they pass this one, check. If they pass that one, check. If they don't pass that one, oh, see ya. You know right away whether there's that honest connection or not. Do you understand?
Right.
Yeah, and so, you know, oftentimes I would find myself telling people, you know, drop the perfectionism and mm-hmm. accept the person for who they are. But for you, that's not the case. This is not the case for you. It's you know, it for you, it really isn't perfectionism that you're looking for. You're looking for that compatibility. You're able to overlook or willing to overlook a person's shortcomings if they fit the majority of the criteria that you're looking for. So that message would not apply to you, you know, because you do have those standards and we want you to stick with those standards, you know. So don't short-sight yourself by accepting anything out of desperation, okay?
Right.
Now,
in the guide,
when,
oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, when I look at a time frame for you, I really feel like as I get you into the fall that you are in not just a coupled relationship, but this is a serious relationship.
Okay.
Like we're already talking about future plans. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Now, are you seeing someone right now?
Now, there's somebody who I truly want to be with uh-huh. my heart is with him. Mm-hmm. And he seems like he's coming around, but he's a little slower
right.
than I am. So
exactly.
that might be why it's taking the, you know, until fall.
Until fall.
And it's like the
bet.
Guys that I've been attracted, like the guys that I've been, you know, that have been coming into my life, it's a lot of them, but it's like something that doesn't sit right with me. And
uh-huh.
for each person, it's not the same thing, but it's something that I, you know, from my past experiences with the guys mm-hmm. that I've been with, which is not, mm-hmm. it's like two or three.
Exactly.
I don't want to go down that road. And I just kind of feel if I don't have a good vibe, I won't continue with it. I won't even waste my time.
Exactly.
That's person. Yeah. Go
yeah.
ahead.
I was just going to say, that's the idea of building the foundation for a relationship. You got to be friends first. And, you know, I counsel a lot of couples who truly love each other, but they don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
They jumped right into love before giving away to friendship and liking, truly liking that person. And that's where I feel you and this young man are at right now, is that you're on that friendship level and you're really still just getting to know each other. You know, I
mm-hmm.
mean, yes, you're friends, but we're looking at the probability of taking this one step further or another step further. But that's why I feel that it may take him that long to take that step forward, because and they keep talking about he's very protective of his heart. So I don't
mm-hmm.
know if it means because he's come out of a hurtful relationship or if he has an issue with trusting people. But
both.
He's very protective of his heart. And so he's not going to move forward until he's absolutely sure. But you
okay.
definitely, I feel like Spirit's ringing a little bell in my ear, like ding, 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 this is the one. You know, so I think you're very much on the right track. Just don't be pushy. But I can hear, don't give the milk away when you can get the cow for free, or don't give the cow away when you can get the milk for free, or something like that. I don't remember how it goes, but, you know, it's about sticking with your standards, but also being patient with this man so that he comes to you willingly.
Okay, I have another question. Now, I have two pictures of me and him in my house, like
mm-hmm.
in my new home. One in my bedroom and then one in the living room. Do you think that's crazy or should I take it
no.
down?
Why is that crazy?
I have other guys that come over and I've been leaving my picture up, so I know they're probably wondering, like, who the hell who is this person? Like, in
none of your business. None of your
right.
business. But let right. me talk to you on a feng shui perspective for that bedroom, the boudoir. If you want to welcome love in your life, make sure that your room is free of clutter and make mm-hmm. sure there's pairs. Like you want to have, if you have a nightstand on one side of the bed, you want to have a nightstand on both sides of the bed. You want
okay.
to make sure you have pillows on both sides of the bed. You want to have, if you have pictures, make sure they're couples, not threes, not, you know, fives, couples in twos. You know, because you want to present a energy of that this home is ready for a man to come in and feel comfortable because he's got a table and I've got a table. You know, it's all about balance, but you want to do it in pairs so that it brings that love relationship into that room.
Absolutely. Now, he's talked to me recently about moving here with me. I'm in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
mm-hmm.
see that happening? Is he serious about that? And do you see a time frame on when that could possibly happen?
That's where I think the fall comes in.
Okay.
Remember I said by the fall it felt like this was a serious relationship?
Yeah.
That's when he moves down here. That's when he's, you know, with you in the house, moving in.
Okay.
And he is serious, because I tell you what, he wouldn't bring up the subject of coming to you if he wasn't serious about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And Brittany, the last thing I'd like to add for you, Brittany, is reading the energy right based on right now. The gentleman you're speaking of, his vibration is rising, and they're telling me you're providing or you're being a great motivator for him. You're being a great role model. You're being a role model for him and a great motivator. And the message that's coming through today is just, you know, bear with me, please hold on. You know, it's very much like things are in the works, but I can't move that fast to be there now. But I've got to tell you this, I don't know if he's ever been to your home, but he already shows me he has ownership of your home. Like, this is a man that I would swear he's walked through your doors and basically been like, this is my place that I protect, because I feel like his energy is all around your house.
Oh, that's probably the pictures. But no, he hasn't came
yeah.
yet. I'm waiting
yeah.
on him to
well,
come. He's make you see, man. We've tried to make plans, and his travel, like his career, has gotten kind of like in the middle, like where he hasn't been able to come up yet. But he keeps saying he's coming, so I guess
trust
yeah.
that
it'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get there, Brittany. It was great to speak to you. We're gonna go
Thank
ahead
you.
And run here. Thank you for calling in with your questions, and blessings to you.
Thank you so much. Now, to listen to the rest of the show, is he going to disconnect me? Can I still stay on the call, or do I have to go on the internet?
You can still stay on the call. He'll just turn your microphone off.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Oh, wonderful. You know, it's funny. Now, Belle, when you're reading, we're going to have to take a break here. I have a question for you when we come back, Belle.
Okay.
All righty, we'll go ahead and take a station break.
Reverend Belle Salisbury is an internationally recognized psychic medium known for her natural ability since childhood to see things that are going on around you and bring through messages from the spirit world. As a medium, Belle demonstrates her abilities by attuning herself to a higher frequency, along with help from those in the spirit world to bring messages from your loved ones. Belle Salisbury is able to cross the bridge between two worlds that allows her to see and communicate with your departed loved ones, helping to bring closure, resolve, and healing. As a psychic, Belle Salisbury offers readings for those seeking guidance, addressing your questions and concerns around your daily life with clarity and truth. Readings are available in person or by phone. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 910-229-3669. That's 910-229-3669. And please visit Belle at bellesalisbury.com to learn more about her services.
You know, Belle, what I was going to ask you about before we take the next caller is sometimes, you know, what people may not understand is when we are reading a client, there's the dead who want to talk, there's mm-hmm. spirit guides that want to talk, God wants to talk, the angels, the ascended masters, I've seen aliens. You know, people don't realize that they're surrounded by beings, and these beings are watching your life play out, and they can give us all types of information. So, like, you know, I know when I was doing that reading, I was connecting with one of her spirit guides. Were you connecting into any of the spirits around her when you read, or were you just psychically getting clairvoyant information?
In that particular case, it was more of tapping into her energy, because everything mm-hmm. we do exists within our energy, past, present, and future. And so for that particular caller, I was tapping into her energy and looking at the relationship with this young man of interest and seeing what was going on as well as what was coming to fruition.
Okay. Hey, Belle, can you give out your right phone number?
Yes. Thanks for asking. Yes, we're updating our commercial, but the correct phone number is area code 910-248-6350.
That was our wonderful producer, Patrick, reminding me. He's got your back, Belle. He's got
Thank
your
you,
back.
Thank you, Patrick. We love you.
Yeah. Now, do you ever go into when you're doing a reading and you just instantly know because you have that knowingness of God, it's like, bam, there it is. It just is, that knowingness. Because sometimes mm-hmm. God speaks through readings. And for me, I get what's called the chill factor. All my hairs
yes.
stand up on end. And I know I am just channeling what God wants to hear. And that's
exactly.
a pretty big one when you get God's messages.
Yeah, it's that chill that goes down your back. As soon as you've said it, it's like zzz. You know, it's that, mm-hmm. that connection. You know. You just know.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All righty. Well, we looks like we've got another caller. So let's go ahead and bring another caller on the line.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing, Hi. Karen?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I have a question. I live in a large apartment building, and we have a noisy neighbor downstairs who's been acting up, playing extremely loud music, weird smells in the hallway, burning incense, screaming, banging the walls. And the landlord caught her today playing the music, but she tried to blame me, but I was already out of the house. And I kind of heard about it from my mother, but I'm wondering if the landlord's going to take any action or if this craziness is still going to continue.
Well, I'm immediately getting frustration. This woman's behavior is starting to become more erratic. You're not
yeah.
going to be the only person to complain. We'll get Belle's take on it, but I feel in a matter of months, this woman is just going to move her. She's going to be moved out of your life. And what they're
oh.
telling me she's showing me movement out because she's becoming more erratic. And they're also telling me that you, energetically, you need to imagine going home each day to a peaceful apartment. You need to visualize
okay.
you know, sitting in silence, doing those end result things, because your energy is much more peaceful than her energy, and I feel like she's on the way out. Belle?
Okay. yes, I agree with that totally. The first thing that came to me was that you're not the only one that has complained about this particular tenant. Yeah, and
okay.
I don't know how long she's been in this apartment, but it feels like that she's got this history that follows her, problems wherever she's lived. Do you know what I mean? And and you're right, there is some very erratic behavior from this woman, you know, the type that projects, you know, not my fault, it's their fault, you know.
Exactly.
But yes, I think that you're going to see her being, I don't want to use the E word, evicted. I did, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
But I think she's going to be invited. I try to keep this so light. She's going to be invited to move, you know, to find somewhere else to live. And I think this is coming within the next month or so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because he did evict the people upstairs, and they left on Christmas Day. So he is tough when he has to be.
Yeah. And unfortunately, with the landlords, you know, they have certain laws they have to abide by. You know, giving first they have to give them notice and a court appearance, and then the court judgment, and then they get so many other days to vacate the premises, and some people will milk it to the very last minute, and others will just, hang their heads and move out, and this girl, without getting into a lot of her personal business, this person, does in fact have a history, but she will be vacating, but in the meantime, surround your home with the white light of protection. Keep that energy very light, as Bonnie suggested, to make it a haven for you, so that her loudness will not spill into your space.
Yeah,
you have to understand, living in an apartment, there is that degree of, invasion of noise that you can expect living in an apartment community, but hers is definitely over and above, what is acceptable.
Yes.
So you're not just being a complaining tenant, because I don't think you've ever given issue to complain, but yeah.
The other thing I was going to suggest for you, do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, I have one in my hand right now. Yes.
Either buy 4 of a crystal called selenite, selenite, or buy 4 of something that's called apophyllite, apophyllite. Both of them have a high frequency, and I want you to put them on the floors, in the 4 corners of your home, because they bring around the angels. And when Belle was talking about the white light of protection, what will happen is these will actually bring angels and peace around you. I'm very concerned about the erratic behavior of this, I'm going to call her a child, this young woman, and it's almost like I see a live wire that's going haywire, and it's sparking all of these negative vibrations up through your floorboard. So if you were to get 4 of these crystals, put them on your floor, they're going to absorb that energy, so it's not like it's going to keep beating against you like a drum. And because she does prescribe to maybe some of the more crazier guides, it's going to keep the angels around you. I don't know how else to say it with this woman. She's got
crazy guides.
Yeah. And bring some more protection around you.
Okay. And you know what? I'll tell you another fun thing to do. And I don't like to call it a spell, you know, because it scares people, but it kind of is. But here's what I'd like you to do. You take that piece of paper in your pen and you write down everything that you want her to stop doing. Make it very light, okay. Make it very loving, you know, don't wish any harm, but just list the things you would like her to stop doing, okay? And then you take that piece of paper and you fold it up, put it in a Ziploc bag, and fill that Ziploc bag about 3/4 full of water and put it in your freezer, because now you have frozen her actions.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, my daughter had problems with some young girls at high school when she transferred to her new school. She had some problems with some girls, you know, giving her a hard time, bullying her back in that time. And we had her to do that. She wrote down their names, and she wrote down what she wanted them to stop doing. And she was, I think, a sophomore in high school. And it worked so well that she wouldn't let us take it out of the freezer until she graduated high school.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah, you know, it was just almost, and they ended up being friends, go figure. But, you know, that's the thing that is a simple thing to do is to just, when you want someone to stop doing something, first and foremost, always keep it very light and loving, you know, not to bring harm to anyone, but just simply put her name down and put down maybe her address, you know, where she lives below you, and just ask, you know, list what you would like her to stop doing. Stop with the loud music, stop with the banging on the walls, stop with the other smells, you know, that invade. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a very simple process.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. And I'll go call back and let you know. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And blessings.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
You know, and that was kind of an interesting reading because, you know, we were trying to read for the person on the phone who had the more angelic, peaceful guides that were advising love. And then downstairs we had these kind of crazier, partier, more rambunctious guides that I really feel this poor woman, they're going to drive her crazy. You know, because she's kind of a little loose, and these guides are pushing her in different directions. So
yeah,
one
it was
of
very
the things
scattered.
We have to do is, yeah, is be careful of the guides that we listen to.
Well, you know, when we and that brings up a good subject though, Bonnie. When we speak about spirit guides. You know, we have guides who are working through the highest and the best. And then we may have spirit that communicates with us that may not always have our best interest at heart. So, you know, that precaution to listen to, you know, the message that you're, if it doesn't feel loving and you know, peaceful, tell them to go find somebody else.
Right. And if they don't answer why. If you ask questions, spirit will find. Spirit doesn't say do as I say, you know, and don't ask questions. You need to open up the conversations between you and spirit and ask them why. Why do you want me to do something? What is the purpose? No reason to not ask why. That's always been something any spirits that I work with and they want me to do something, you know, I'll ask why. And a lot of times I'll hear because it helps them. And it, you know what? I'm okay with helping someone. At least I know it's the right reason.
Exactly. But one of the ways that you can tell the difference, Bonnie, between, you know, a guide that works with the highest energies and one that might be a lower level energy is that your spirit guides often will not tell you what to do because they will not infringe on your free will. They do give guidance, but they will not tell you what to do. whereas others of a lower level energy may well say, go ahead, do that, go ahead. Then you know that that's not coming from the highest and the best. Sort of gives light
already
to that devil and the angel on the shoulder, you know?
Yep. All righty, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back. We've got some more callers.
Because of you, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Because all a family should worry about is helping their child live. Plus, St. Jude freely shares the discoveries made. So every child saved at St. Jude means thousands more children can be saved around the world and in your community. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer. You can help. Continue the St. Jude mission of finding cures that are saving children by donating today with your heart. Please be generous, for those children need your help to survive. Please take action now and go to stjude.org. Thank you from the Triangle Variety Radio Network team.
Welcome back. We invite you to call in and get a free reading or to ask questions about love and the spirit messages of love. The call-in number is 949-272-9578, option 1, or you can join us through live chat. So we have another call. Belle, you ready to take one?
Yes, indeed.
All righty. Hello, thanks for calling. This is Bonnie.
Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, and who are we speaking with?
This is Cindy.
Well, Cindy, a friend of the show, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I just
have a question. Okay. Go ahead.
I lost a very, very, very dear friend yesterday. And I'm kind of laying blame where maybe it should or should not lie. And I was wondering if you could connect with him.
All right. Belle, you want to go ahead and take the lead on this?
What's his first name, sweetie?
Bubba.
Bubba.
That's what
I like that
already. With Bubba.
Yep, I like that already. Was this kind of termed an accidental passing? Because that's what's coming to me.
It was probably, the autopsy's not complete yet, but we're kind of leaning towards a massive heart attack from strenuous activity.
Okay, because it's the issue coming to me, or the information coming through, is accidental, and it could just well be that he didn't intend. You know, well, obviously we don't always plan to have a heart attack, do we? But it's likely that, you know, either he did not realize he had a heart issue, or but it's coming through as accidental. In other words, you know, we don't want to blame anybody, you know, because it's accidental. Do you understand that?
Right.
And was he a young acting man?
He was 45.
Right. But
he had a mental issue where it made him about 15.
Okay. And that's what I was feeling, is that I had an older gentleman, not that 45 is older, folks, but that he was young acting, you know. I know. I'm sitting here at 60 years old and I still feel young, so, you know. But the feeling that I get here with him was he was a young acting man, which would explain if he was mentally slow, you know, that that would fit for me. And but always smiling, like he's always happy. And did he also talk to himself a lot?
Oh yeah.
And but here's the beautiful thing that is being shown to me. Even though it might have appeared that he was talking to himself, he wasn't.
He
was talking with spirits that walked with him.
wow.
So, you know, he would have, I'm just getting these chills. Woo. That thing, you know, Bonnie, we were just talking about, that, you know, he would have a, and as a circle of friends, like I want to say there's three different ones that I feel that would walk with him in his life. You know what I mean? And it would seemingly seem as though he was having literal conversations, but we couldn't see whom he was talking to, so we would just assume he's talking to himself, but he really was not.
Well, one of the situations that I kind of keep going through my mind, Bonnie knows where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And he is what's considered a snowbird.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting ready to leave, but the last 2 weeks he kept saying he did not want to leave. He did not want to leave. And he didn't want to go back home. But he actually survived here. And I keep thinking maybe this was the Lord's way of keeping him here. I'm trying to justify his death, because this is really affecting me badly.
Yeah. Well, here's, excuse me, a couple of things, and Spirit's talking so fast, I'm having to try to, you know, get them to slow down so I can keep up. One of the first things they're saying to me is that, you know, we kind of pre-plan before we come here, you know, our birth, time of birth, our date of birth, excuse me, and our departure time. And what they're giving me this feeling of is when he was saying, I don't want to leave here, I think he had an inkling that he was getting ready to pass.
Really?
That's what I feel. And I feel that in his frame, you know, of thinking was that he was going to remain there. You know, that he couldn't leave because that's where he was going to, where his remains were going to be kept, is there. Do you understand that?
Well, his remains are actually going back up north.
Okay.
But they're making the arrangements now for that. But he did not want to go. He actually even joked around about staying with me.
Uh-huh.
He did not want to go back up there. And then I get the call at work just as this happened. And I'm kind of laying blame on maybe, like I said, where it may or may not belong.
Right.
But
I don't think it. Yeah, don't own it. Don't own that. Because, again, they're repeating to me. He knew that he was going to pass here, you know, where he is now. Do you understand that?
Okay.
He knew. And it was his manner of his way of saying, we can't leave because, and maybe he didn't know, you know, factually that I'm going to die, you know, but he had that feeling that I can't leave yet because I've got to do this. In other words, I've got to pass, you know. So even though that they're taking him home, you know, up north to be buried, you know, he somehow knew that where he is now, you know, where he passed, is that's why he couldn't leave, because this had to take place. It's like he kind of knew that
is
that
he
was
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. He's
well,
like
I
said, when I asked
so
you
much.
If he was happy all the time, he's so just he hasn't quit smiling.
I miss him so much. I feel like he's with me.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was going to say to you, Cindy. You know, maybe what I'm hearing is you're kind of in shock because he died here, and your spirit is saying to me, is he going to stay attached to me since we joked about him living with me? And the answer is yes, he's going to stay attached to you. Now Belle knows more about this than me, but he is saying, I am going to have to transition back. There'll be a 4 to 5 month period where it may feel like I'm around you in memories, but then I'm going to come back even stronger. And it's really funny, like he's saying, I'm going to help you take take out the trash, you know, silly something like that. But this is a man that's still going to be attached to you. And if you were to work with him, you could actually start communicating with him as one of your spirit guides. Now,
You have taught me so much about this. And last night, I didn't sleep much because of all that was going on. And his mother is a total wreck, his mother and dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember some of the stuff you taught me. And I actually felt like I was having a conversation with him last night.
Yes.
But
yes,
because
here's what happens, sweetie. When we cross over, there's a phase that I call the stupefied phase. And that usually lasts for about 3 days. And that's where we're going, oh, my gosh, I'm dead. We're realizing, oh, goodness, you know, I'm not in that body anymore. But yet they're still attached to that body. And it's kind of interesting that within a three-day time frame is usually when we do a funeral service. And then for a period of about 2 weeks, they are still what I consider earthbound, because they're still adjusting to beings in spirit, but they're still kind of connected to that physicality of their existence. And so during that two-week time frame, this is a time where we will very quickly feel them around us, or we might think we just saw them walk in the door or wake up and they're standing at the foot of our bed, because they are. It's their way of trying to say goodbye, you know, letting you know,
okay,
hey, I'm still here and I'm okay, you know, but they know they have to transition. And usually within about 2 weeks of their passing, that's when they do transition and go to the other side. And then there's that period of about 6 to 8 weeks where we may not feel them anymore because they're going through their own review. But this is also the time frame given on an average that a person goes through mourning. So what you're expressing to me right now is part of the mourning phase. It's guilt, it's denial, it's anger. It's, you know, there's all these phases.
Yes,
you know,
a lot of anger.
Yes, you know, over why did they push him? Why did they, you know, you want to blame somebody, but there's no one to blame. It was his choice, you know, not so much that he chose to die, but it was his prearranged contract to that this would be the time and this would be the place where he would pass.
Okay, because circumstances that led up to this,
mm-hmm.
I want to lay blame.
Yeah.
And I feel like there is somebody to blame. And Bonnie,
was there an argument?
I'm inkling about that one.
Was there an argument that ensued?
No, it wasn't an argument. Well, I guess it really was in a way, but in a bubble way.
Exactly.
And he was upset because something didn't take place that was actually supposed to take place today.
Right.
But took place yesterday. And he went to go fishing and got the golf cart stuck in a hole, which that was just basically him.
Yeah.
And
he's laughing.
He's laughing
about it. He just laughed when you said
he always
got
laughed
the golf
about
cart.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he couldn't get it out this time that we saw where he was trying to get out.
Right.
And that was, we kind of feel like it was a very sudden thing. Because he did have heart problems.
Okay. Okay.
But
he does.
It was a sudden thing.
Right. And he does tell me there was no pain. He does express that.
Good.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you.
Well, that's what I thought, too, because he never. He was one who took nitro at any twinge of pain. But
exactly.
He never touched his nitro.
Yeah. No, he didn't feel any pain. It was just that quick, that sudden. Also, I wanted to ask you very quickly, did he like dogs?
Oh, gosh, yes, including mine.
Because I have a little Shih Tzu, and my dog, while Bonnie was talking, my dog jumps up on the sofa in my office and immediately starts, like, digging his claws, and I'm looking at him like, what are you doing? And he's barking, so I had to mute my mic because he was playing. And I'm like, my gosh. I said, Bubba is here, you know, playing with my dog.
Oh, yeah, he loved the dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I see him holding one. Did he have a small animal that he held?
No, but he didn't. But he, you remember Copper? He was always holding Copper.
Ah, okay. Well, we're going to have to run for a station break here, Cindy. Thank you for calling in and being a friend
Thank
of the show
so
and
much.
Getting a reading.
Thank you.
I feel so
Thank
much
you.
Better now. So much better.
Yeah.
Thank you
oh,
guys
God.
Very much.
Blessings.
And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bella Spree is a free online magazine featuring columnists who are experts in their field. Bella Spree magazine covers topics about health and healing, spiritual growth, angels, inspiration, divination, and the paranormal. You can also receive guidance from our experts to your questions or follow your astrological and lunar forecast for the month ahead. Bella Spree magazine is offered free online for your education and enjoyment at bellaspree.com. Bella Spree means beautiful spirit, and that represents each and every one of us. Their logo is the diamond because it represents the full soul quality. Like a diamond, each facet is unique, holding a beauty all its own. Each facet represents a different characteristic of who we are as individuals. And yet, when we look at the whole diamond, with its flaws and inclusions, we see the exquisiteness of the diamond in its entirety. The collective of the whole soul quality, demonstrating that even in its imperfections, it is still seen as beautiful. Bella Spree magazine spreads love, truth, and awareness to the world, leading the diamond in the rough to healing and growing into the best diamond we are all meant to be. Visit Bella Spree at bellaspree.com. That's BELLESPRIT.com.
Welcome back. We invite you to call in and get a free reading or ask your questions about what does Spirit want us to know about love? The call-in number is 949-272-9578, option one, or you can join us live through chat. Well, Belle, what message did you hear about love that was the most poignant to you? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but is there any message that you've remembered receiving that was just so staggering about love?
You know, Spirit has, as long as I've communicated with Spirit, has always been about sharing and expressing love. And the phrase random acts of kindness, what greater love can we share? And if we start to show love, not just to our loved ones, not to our family, but to strangers, because we are all connected. And that's their message. We're all connected. It's like, you know, many leaves with one tree, you know, or many trees or many leaves. You know, we're all connected.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think the first time I really received a very powerful message about love, I had to be about 16 years old. And I was in counseling for being sexually abused, and my mother was very, very upset that she couldn't stop it. And I looked at her and I said, but you know what, Mom? God did this. The person who did this to me did this because they loved me. And my mom was like, what do you mean? How can someone love you and do something horrific like sexual abuse? And I said, well, I don't know, Mom. I just know God has a plan, and he wanted me to have this experience so I could raise to a vibration of love. And I learned very early on through the message from God that those people who, quote unquote, harm us are really giving us some of the most powerful lessons about love.
and about raising to forgiveness. And forgiveness is one of the most important aspects of love, because we have to forgive ourselves and forgive those who may have seemingly done something to hurt us. And spirit, you know, God's message to me has always been, these are all my children, you know, all beings.
Yeah, you think about the Lord's Prayer, forgive those who have trespassed against us. That's what we're being asked, you know, forgive and show love. And maybe we can reason and say, well, that person doesn't deserve my love. That person doesn't, you know, that's not for us to judge. All that we're being asked is to share and express love, you know, and again, to all people, not just your family, you know, but to all people.
Yeah, we're all brothers and sisters in each other's care. Great. Let's go ahead, and we've got another caller. Let's see if we can get a couple more callers in.
Sure.
All righty. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Bonnie. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hi, Bonnie. This is Venus.
Well, Venus, hello. How are you, sweet sister?
I am well. How are you?
Just great. Well, how can Belle and I help you?
Well, I just wanted to see what messages from Spirit you might have for me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did you hear that cat? your message.
There was this. Yeah. I got a huge white light coming right at you, Venus, and it says transition. As a matter of fact, I see a loved one, and she's an older woman, and she's saying to me, it spells transition, S-P-E-L-L-S, transition. I'm seeing where for the next few months, things may feel a little cluttered, jumpy, disorganized, but all of that disorganization is helping you to parse out of your life the things that no longer serve you. So Spirit is very much saying we're going to, in a hectic way, declutter Venus's life. Is the first message that I'm getting from the spirit guides that are around you. And this spirit guide, I get one who is a deceased relative. She's an older woman. She's using the words auntie. And then the other one reminds me of the Wizard of Oz and the Good Witch, you know, the fairy godmother type feeling, and that's the one that's bringing in transition. So Spirit is saying transition for you. I'm also getting singing, more singing, and as far as music goes, I feel singing in the fall for you. So
oh my goodness!
Go ahead.
No, that was the other question I had, was about singing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's more that'll happen in the fall. Don't push it right now, but the alignment for your singing is in the fall.
Okay.
All right. Belle, would you like to connect with any of her spirits?
Well, you know, the biggest message kind of came, I mean, this is so cool, Bonnie, when two separate people can get almost the same messages. And one of the things that Spirit was saying is that you're holding on to a lot of unnecessary baggage. And they've been trying to get you to do this over the course of the last 8 months to close to a year of releasing old issues or releasing old hurts or old fears. But now is the time, they say, to begin to clean out the closets and to release it and set it free. Excuse me. That's how I can tell spirit's trying to speak, is because I start coughing. But now is the time to really start cleaning out the closets and deciding what is necessary to keep and what is necessary to let go. And they state that as you do this, they're showing me that there is a whole new avenue that lays before you as we take you into May of this year, May of, next month. I keep forgetting we're in April. You know, so there's a whole new avenue that embarks upon you that will lead you, or spirit saying, catapult you into the direction that you're hoping to go. Now, so you mentioned singing. Do you sing professionally?
I'm aspiring. I do. You know, I haven't been putting myself out there to, like, book gigs. I'm kind of in a place of learning songs and working on it, but that is what I hope to do.
Okay. Have you considered theater?
Not really. A little, okay. But not.
Because that's kind of what I feel. I see you on a stage, and maybe it's, through, your own performances, but, clean out the old energy and start fresh. Like, it's a whole new avenue that lies before you as we get you into May. And it's definitely something I see you on stage.
Okay. Thank you so much. You were both so spot on. I'm actually, when I was standing here listening, and I'm decluttering my kitchen at this moment, so.
Oh, good. But don't forget your personal closet, too. You know, there's, like, things that you once held on to that you believed in are shifting, and so we can let go of old beliefs. And this is where you need to stop being so critical about yourself.
Yes.
Loving yourself a whole lot more, and trust in the direction that your heart is taking you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, and blessings.
Good luck
blessings
to you, Venus.
To you too. Thank you.
Well, the guys were telling her to clear, and she's clearing, so everything is working in alignment. Belle, I want to go ahead. We had a contest earlier today.
Yes.
For who could guess if you go to Facebook and you go to the Empowerment Zone, who can guess the number between 1 and 50? And it was really funny today. I posted it, and within 30 seconds, someone responded. I see it as 20, but it feels like 35. And they went with 35, so they are the winner. Kevin Owens of Virginia is the winner of a free 30-minute reading, and we'll get in touch with him and get a reading set up with him for next week. But be sure to follow the Empowerment Zone, to follow Belle Salisbury, or to follow me, psychic healer Bonnie Jean, and we'll have these contests for free readings. That's always makes it a lot of fun. All righty, well, we're going to get ready here to go ahead and take a station break. And then come back, and we have a meditation planned.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Okay, Belle, we have time. We've got about 15 minutes left. And do you think we can fit in one more call? And then I was going to do a little meditation to teach people how to meet their spirit guides. But think we can fit in another question?
Sure.
All righty, let's take another call. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Just wonderful, and who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Jay.
Great, Jay. Well, how can Bella and I help you today?
Well, I have some questions, and you know how much time left, so you want me to just let Spirit tell me the message, or do you want me to ask the questions?
Go ahead and start with asking the first question.
The first question is, I'm considering filing bankruptcy and selling a farm or keeping the farm and filing Chapter 7. Is there any information about the bankruptcy, the farm?
Well, I would really, in regards to giving out any legal advice, I'm going to shy away from doing that. But the spirits on the farm seem to be distressed about you letting go of the property. I immediately see a winged guide on there's two properties, but there's one property that I'm definitely seeing a winged angel guide who would prefer that it didn't leave, you know, so that there is one there that would like to see you keep the property.
Okay, and as far as my future or my life or what's best for me in the overall big picture, keeping the farm is an option. So if I file Chapter 7, for example, I may be able to keep the farm.
Yeah, because I feel there's a strong emotional attachment, yeah. There's an emotional attachment to your farm.
Yes.
You know, where I don't want to, but, you know, you're Spirit saying, you know, they don't want you to take the easy way out, but they want you to exercise your faith.
Okay.
And your trust. So again, you know, Spirit will never tell you what to do, but we can only express what we feel is within your energy. And as Bonnie has mentioned, you know, the spiritual help that's coming in for you, but there is a very strong emotional connection to this property. And they want you to have faith, and they want you to trust. And I'm not sure. How do I ask this? Because I believe it or not, I've never been on a farm. Can you imagine? But is this a working farm? I mean, are you actually working the farm?
We have chickens there. We grow organic vegetables. The
uh-huh.
caretaker that's living on the farm has been there 2 years. And he's actually in the process of buying the house next. So then she said there was two properties involved. That
yeah.
was accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
can I
neighboring.
Jump in
yeah.
real quick?
Please do.
Jay, but Patrick, who's our producer, just jumped in, and he does have some amazing information, but he is saying to you, not Chapter 7, look at Chapter 13 and you can keep the farm. That was his advice that he wanted to throw out, was to look at something like Chapter 13 rather than Chapter 7.
Okay, well, I am looking at both, and according to what I've
yeah.
been told, I can keep the farm either way at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm just not seeing the farm leaving your hands. And what I was wondering is, more so than animals, I saw growth. So, and it makes sense with the organic farming, you know, with the organics and whatnot. And I feel as though if we, how do I want to put this? Sometimes Spirit will put things out there, and it's my job to put words to it. Do you actually work the farm, or is this all being left to the caretaker?
I've had people take care of it. I've never lived there, and I've never actually done it myself.
Okay, because that's kind of makes sense, because they were showing me that you're not working it, you know, and so my frame of reference was, why are you not working your farm? But it is being worked. It's just not by you. You own it, but somebody else is doing the business. I would like to see you, Jay, become a little more hands-on. with what's going on.
Okay, I have another business that I operate that keeps me from being there. I own a limousine company, and I have three vehicles.
Yeah, and that's fine, but be more not necessarily hands-on. In other words, I don't want to see you out there digging in the dirt, but we want you to be more involved with what plans are being done with this farm.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you have to go and work the farm, but they want you to be more aware of what's being done. In other words, manage it.
Thank you.
Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you too, Bonnie?
It does. And what this little angelic, and it's an angelic being that is coming through, and it's actually bowing to me right now. Your ties with the land are more than just monetary, and I'm not sure if you have children, but this spirit guide is making it seem like you want to make this a legacy. This is part of a legacy, and the spirit guide watches over your investments as well, and feels that keeping this as an investment is something that's better off for your family. You know, so it's showing a real strong tie to keeping it within your family structure. There's a real balance between your farm and the land around it. And the reason that it's attracted angelic beings is because the people who are there are doing it right. You know, there's respect for the land, and it's a very important part of your legacy.
Okay. That was one of my intentions when I purchased it. I don't have any children of my own, but I have nieces and nephews that have children, and in my will, it stipulates it goes to them.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Yeah, it's for the legacy aspect. And you have an angel guide that's watching over that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe get them involved in, you know, in the farm. Get them familiar with the farm and get them involved, you know, so that they can carry on that legacy.
Okay. The other two questions are one about my limousine business and my potential partnership with Kevin and Natter.
Mm-hmm.
And the third question is about love.
Okay, let's go with the first question.
Is it a good decision for me to take on Kevin and Natter as partners for the limousine business?
I get a weak spot on Natter. When you say Natter, I feel like he's not going to hold up his end of the bargain.
Okay.
All right. Belle, do you get any on either of them?
No. What were you saying, Natter, or are we talking about Kevin?
Bonnie responded
talking about Natter. Yeah, Kevin, I'm not getting as much of a resonance on Natter. I'm getting more of a hit on not living up to his end of the bargain.
Okay.
He may be in it more for the money and less for the work that it takes to grow it.
I was confused about, we were talking about two different people, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I connected right away with Kevin's energy. And with Kevin, I felt big dreams, like big plans. But as you were saying, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I trust Kevin. That's kind of the feeling that I get. Like he's got big plans, big dreams, but maybe he doesn't have money per se to put into it, but time he does.
That is accurate.
And I feel as though that, you know, this and I want to call him a kid, which maybe he's, you know, young or youthful, but he has big dreams. And you are in the position where I feel that you're going to be able to teach him how to make this a doable business.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and you had one more question?
Yeah, the last question is, I've been single for a while. I had a very serious breakup with a woman about a year ago, and it affected me in a very profound way. So mm-hmm. I haven't had any what I would call a male-female relationship for over it's about a year now. Anything regarding love of my beloved, I call her. Will she come back?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, right away I got no for that question. She's not going to come back. And what Spirit would like you to do is to focus more on healing. You know, it's never easy, sweetheart, to get through a breakup, especially when you're still very much in love with that individual. Excuse me. And what we need you to do, though, is to certainly look at what lessons this person brought to you and what you're able to take away from that. And allow that to heal. Forgive self, because I think that you spend a lot of time blaming yourself. If only I had, or if I could have. You know, you're still stuck in the past. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
And we want you to be able to obviously appreciate that relationship, but we also want you to be able to forgive. And we want you to be able to move forward. The old saying is that's why they call them an ex, is because they're in the past. You know, that's she's moved on, I feel. And I feel as though you need to as well, but only when you're ready. And I think you still need to spend some time, you know, forgiving yourself and being thankful for the lessons that you learned from that so that you won't repeat the same patterns.
Will she ever speak to me?
Spirit states in time, yes, she will.
Okay.
But it's about shifting your energy, sweetie. You know what I mean? Instead of having a bit of, if you'll excuse the expression, needy energy about you, to
mm-hmm.
have a confident energy about you.
Okay.
And I will state, I will state this, sweetie. You know, I'm a firm believer in that, you know, once you love someone, you never stop. And that's true to the case with her as well. You know, she still has a strong caring for you, but it's just not one that you're hoping, the type of love that you're hoping for.
Okay. Is there any other message from Spirit before we go?
Spirit just saying, don't worry, be happy. You've had a lot on your plate, honey, the last 3 to 4 months. And it's weighed heavy, heavy, heavy on you. And you tend to carry that with you a lot. And what we want you to focus more on is living in the moment. Be in the moment and appreciate each moment that you're in. Don't worry about the past. Don't concern yourself with the future. But simply work with being in the now.
It's been very hard.
Sure it is. Sure it is. But you can do it. You're stubborn enough to do it just because you can.
Okay.
All right.
And I have some
it was
health
a pleasure.
Challenges.
Well, we're going to have to run because we're getting ready to wrap up here. Thank you, sir, for being a listener, and we greatly appreciate you.
Okay. Much love to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your blessings.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
you. All right. Alrighty, Belle, well, it's been another wonderful show that's coming to a close.
Yeah.
Wow, lots of good spirits. So we're going to wrap it up for this evening. We thank everyone for calling in and getting a reading. It's fun for Belle and I to do this. We greatly appreciate you, and we'll see you next week, and we look forward to a wonderful show. Blessings.
God bless everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Empowerment Zone. If you missed any portion of this program, be sure to listen to the repeat on Blog Talk Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or letters before next week's show, email us at bonnie-jean@trianglevarietyradio.com. Join the Empowerment Zone next week at this same time, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, U.S. time.